News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's 14 minutes after 7 now. The French government has once again collapsed after Prime Minister François Bayrou lost a vote of confidence yesterday evening. Suzanne Lynch is the Brussels Bureau Chief of Bloomberg. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
What happens next?
Well, this is a big question. What we do know is going to happen is that François Bayrou is going to submit his resignation to President Macron this morning. And Macron, in a statement last night, said he plans to announce a new prime minister in the coming days. So, you know, this may not be today. We could be waiting a few more days. There's no time scale on this as such, but we do expect him to go down that route. I mean, one option open to Macron is that he calls new elections. Now, he did that last summer, and this is what's triggered this ongoing political crisis, really, because there was a hung parliament that emerged from that election, and no big majority for anyone in that parliament, and we are where we are now. So also, I think he feels that if he did hold an election, the polls are showing that Marine Le Pen's Oren party would do very, very well. So look, we do expect him to announce a new prime minister at some point.
The right in France, very excited by this yesterday. Any commentary that I was looking at on the news last night, they were almost baying for a general election to take place. Can Macron keep Parliament together, given how fractured it has become under his stewardship?
Yes, I mean, we heard from Marine Le Pen, who, as we know, herself is barred from running in the immediate term. So, but she was very strongly saying that this was a democratic matter, and that Emmanuel Macron needed to go to the country. The problem for Macron, of course, is that the problems that brought down this government are not going to go away. And whoever he chooses as prime minister is going to have a very, very difficult job ahead. And he is now looking for a fifth prime minister in less than 2 years. It's been an extraordinary turnover. And the issue remains the fiscal situation. The outgoing prime minister, François Bayrou, was out on the media constantly over the last few weeks trying to make his case and basically making the point again and again about France's debt level, saying, you know, that the French public were putting this on future generations. They can't ignore reality. This debt issue has to be addressed. And in particular, the government's budget deficit, it's spending ever since the COVID pandemic, that has never really come down. And it is now well in breach of, you know, the EU rules are 3% of GDP. It's nearly at 6%. Of GDP. So the big question that the rest of Europe has and the markets is, well, what is going to happen to try and address this? Is the next prime minister going to be able to do that and bring the government and the parliament along with him?
Sounds like it sounds like a little bit of a challenge for whoever has that particular poison chalice at the end of this. Suzanne Lynch, Brussels Bureau Chief of Bloomberg, thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.